Say you want to pick up a ripe apple or a head of fresh lettuce. Typically, that means a trip to the grocery store or maybe a farmer's market. But in some main towns, there's another place to find produce now, and that's convenience stores. As Patty White reports, a new initiative is helping rural stores that often serve as de facto supermarkets offer healthier choices.
Drive east from Bangor towards Calais, and you'll pass through the small town of Amherst, home to about 300 residents.
It's probably 25 miles to the nearest grocery store, so the people there don't have access to a full-service grocery store that has healthy produce.
Sandy Dubay of the community health organization Healthy Acadia says what they do have is the Amherst General Store, perched on a hill on Route 9. It's a classic old main general store that sells everything from candy to crawlers.
Despite the fact this is a very small community with a small population, there's a lot of traffic coming through that stop in by quick items.
Dubay has been working with the store for the past couple of years to try to expand their selection. And recently, some of those new items have become prominently displayed near the front door. Wicker baskets containing apples, oranges, and peppers. Next to them, wooden shelves are stocked with bags of Maine potatoes, onions, and garlic. It's like a mini oasis of healthy food.
A convenience store is really full of junk food, so you gotta, you know, try to balance it out.
Ralph Jordan has owned the Amherst General Store for more than two decades. He's tried to offer fresh produce in the past, but says selling it before it turned limp or wrinkled was easier said than done.
Customers don't go into the convenience store expecting it. They are, you know, they're programmed to go in and buy their sodas and less healthy choices.
But Sandy Dubay says that can change. Healthy Acadia's work is the outgrowth of a movement that started more than a decade ago in Philadelphia to offer more healthy items at convenience stores. Working in Down East Maine, Healthy Acadia identified a half dozen stores in areas with high rates of chronic disease and low access to major grocery centers. The nonprofit worked with each store to determine what healthy foods their customers want, then provided guidance and marketing materials like signs and displays to entice sales.
These stores have made some significant changes by adding the fresh fruit and vegetable displays, putting the fresh fruit right beside the cash register so customers will kind of do it as an impulse buy, adding 100% whole wheat bread, placing water in more prominent, level, like eye level as people walk in.
Also adding healthier grab-and-go items like soups and salads. Those have been particularly popular at the Amherst General Store, especially with workers who were in town for a long-term windmill project. But the project is now over, the workers are gone, and so are the summer tourists. Ralph Jordan says he'd like to expand if he can sustain sales.
As long as people buy it, you're willing to do anything, really, you know.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Good.
About 30 miles away, the Tideway Market in Hancock has also added produce to its offerings. But during a recent weekday lunch hour, most customers bypass the bananas displayed next to the cash register and go for the pizza.
We sell a lot of pizza.
But cashier Tracy Weed says some customers are starting to change their habits.
You get your regulars who come in and buy candy or something a lot, and all of a sudden you see them come into the counter and they have a banana or an apple or an orange. It's a pleasant change to see.
Tideway is only a few miles from a major shopping center, but it's just far enough out of town to be more convenient for customers like Rachel Smallage. She stops in to buy a hot dog for her daughter, but she says she appreciates having healthier options available.
With me, a lot of times I don't have the time or the energy to park in a big parking lot and walk all the way into the grocery store just to get a little snack.
The healthy items have also helped Tideway reclaim reluctant customers like Maeve Perry.
Convenience stores, I actually swore them off at one point because they didn't have any healthy options at all.
Perry came to satisfy a craving for Greek yogurt.
I think it's very pricey, but I like that it's prominently displayed and, it is eye-catching and it's right there at the front of the store.
Not only is it a challenge to change the food culture at convenience stores, Tideway owner Scott Madrell says it's also tough to offer healthy food at competitive prices.
The bananas, haven't had good luck with the bananas for our providers, so I do go and get those from Walmart, actually, once or twice a week. I get that stuff, same with the oranges. paying retail at Walmart is cheaper than I can get it from our wholesale providers.
Customers aren't knocking down the doors yet for this kind of food, but Madrell says it's the wave of the future. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And
thank you.
You have a good day.
You too.